Sweetest friends, we're going to be learning the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak, Maamar Dalet and Yom Kippur, L'schus Moshe Yehuda ben Peshet Dina. Normally, when you want to keep two things together, so the more we're afraid they're going to come apart, the stronger you put them together. So people think that the same applies to Avoda. The more we're afraid that we're going to stop serving Hashem, the harder we have to work to make sure that we're going to continue serving Hashem. And that's why tzaddikim, gedolim, took upon themselves all these kabbalas in order to make sure that they keep serving. Avraham Avinu raised his hand to Melech Sdom, Yimichut Vatzroch Nal. So there's this kabbalah, Begeder Ischaibus, he's mekabel upon himself this obligation. Boaz swore to his Yetzer that he's not going to be with Rus before she's permitted to him. So this is a fear that he's going to go off the derech, do the wrong thing, al tamin ba'atzmecha. It's a fear of being weakened. However, that's not correct. That is not why the tzaddikim took upon themselves these kabbalas. The rabbis teach us in Maseches Tainis, Tezayin Amud Aleph, that if a person has a dvar aveira, and he's misvada, he says vidu, ve'eino chozer bo, but he doesn't retract, doesn't go back from it, from this aveira, what is he like? He's like a person who's holding a creepy crawly thing, a reptile in his hand, something tame, and he's tovel in all the waters in the world. The tefillah is never going to help. When he throws it from his hand, then the tefillah is going to help. So that's what it means. Tovel b'sheretz b'yado. He's going to mikvah, but he has a sheretz in his hand. So what does it help? What does it help? He's not chozer bo. First he has to get rid of the sheretz. So the three shitas in this Gemara, the sheet of Rashi is Eino chozer bo, l'shalem es hagezel. First return the gezel. Then you can do your tshuva. First return your gezel. Stole, give it back. So sheretz b'yado means you didn't separate yourself from sin. The Rambam says, what does it mean tol v'sheretz b'yado? He regrets the past, but he doesn't accept upon himself not to do it in the future. Rabbeinu Yonah holds as follows. In the Shah Rishon and Ikra Hasheni, he says, he makes a chiluk. If somebody sins by chance, the mahalach is, first, he should regret. And then, he should accept upon himself not to do it in the future. But if a person is a habitual sinner, then, first, he accepts upon himself not to do it in the future. And then he regrets the past. And in this, Rabbeinu Yonah brings the mashal of Tovel b'sheretz b'yado. So it would appear that how does he learn Tovel b'sheretz b'yado? Like the Rambam. The Rambam says we're talking about somebody who regretted but he didn't accept upon himself for the future. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that in the instance when a person is misyatz level derech lo tov, first he has to accept upon himself for the future and then regret the past, because if he just regrets the past first, so he didn't accept upon himself anything for the future, so he's tovel v'sheretz b'yada. There was no kabbalah yet on lahaba. So this is very, very fair to say, because what emerges that the Rabbeinu Yonah is making a kimta in the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't be tovel v'sheretz b'yada, you can't be misvada v'eino chozer bo. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, you know what that's talking about? It's talking only about a case where a person is misyatze b'derech lo tov, he's a habitual sinner, and in such an instance, he should not be a misvada v'eino chozer bo. Rather, first, he should be mekabel al haba, and then he should have charat al ha'avar. But if a person is not a habitual sinner, he just sins by chance, then the Seder is first charata, and then kabbalah al haba. That's what it seems. So first of all, what's the chiluk? Why, if a person is a habitual sinner, does he first accept upon himself not to do the sin in the future and then go to the past? But if he's not a habitual sinner, he starts with the charat alavar and then he goes to kabbalah al asid. What's the logic for this distinction? And number two, to say the Rabbeinu Yonah made a kimta in the Gemara is talking about all cases that misvada v'eino chozer bo. You can't just say vidui and not retract, meaning first you have to do kabbalah haba and then charata. And Rabbi Yonah says no, it's only talking about a case of misyatzeh v'derech lo tov. But if it's a person's just a Chote b'derech mikra, it just sins by chance, from time to time, then this Gemara doesn't apply. Then first he can be Scharit ala Avar and then Makabal ala Haba. So it's schwer to make such an ukimt in the Gemara. So we learn from Rabbeinu Yonah that even though Kabbalah al Ha'avar and Kabbalah al Ha'aba, Charat al Ha'avar and Kabbalah Haba are two pillars of tshuva, but there's a distinction between them in their place outside the world of tshuva, because Charat al Ha'avar is only in the world of tshuva, that God did us this huge favor, that He allowed us to erase our past deeds. Otherwise, there'd be no room for Charat al Ha'avar. Charat al Ha'avar is in the tchum of tshuva. Kabbalah al Ha'aba, that's part of a avodah even outside the world of tshuva, that every Jewish person has to do. You always have to be mekabel upon yourself lahaba. You have to be mekabel upon yourself Torah and mitzvahs. The Jewish people did it as a whole. It says in the pasuk, "Ara asher lo yakim." Rashi says the whole Torah. You're cursed. Anybody who they mekabel upon himself the whole Torah, ba'olu b'shavua, with an oath and with a curse. Kol HaTorah Kula Ba'alo B'Shavua, with an oath and with a curse, the whole Torah. And it says V'amar Kol Am Amen, and they said Amen. Amen is Kabbalah Stvarim. So you see this avoda of Kabbalah al Ha'aba is an avoda even outside the world of Tshuva. Everybody has to be Mekabel upon themselves to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. Tosin Shuas Nafchavtes asked, "What's the Shavua going to help with their Makabal Torah mitzvahs? Just like there's a fear they're going to be do averes, they're going to be over to the Zara, there's also a fear they're going to be over on the Shavua." So the truth is that we see from here that this Shavua is not a chashash avaryanis. If it's avaryanis, ain't a chinami. They're going to do the avera, they'll be over on the Shavua. They don't care. But this is a different type of Shavua. This is a Shavua to make a kesher. You make a shvuah, it strengthens your commitment. A Rebbe, a Talmud, is miskasher to his Rebbe. So if it's done with a shvuah, it's a stronger level of commitment. He has a bigger kli kibbul, he's more receptive. So to Klal Yisrael, when we took the shvuah, it was not because we were afraid we're not going to keep it, because what's going to stop us? But rather, this is just a stronger, it makes a bigger kli kibbul. Strengthens our commitment on the positive side. It's not to prevent the negative. It's to enhance the positive. So now we go from the klal to the prat. Just like Klal Yisrael did this, so to the prat. When the prat makes a shavua, it's not just al tam in batzmacha, but rather, he's dipping in the same mikvah of Knesset Yisrael. They said Amen to the brachos and klalos v'hakriz v'harevel. It's Kabbalah's Tvarim, Kabbalah's Shavua. It just strengthens their sense of commitment. So this is the inyan of Kabbalah Haba even yichutz la'olam shel tshuva, even outside the world of tshuva. So when a person steals an object and he returns the object, that has nothing to do with tshuva. That's just separating himself from sin in the future. If a person's sinning now, he's supposed to continue sinning. That has nothing to do with tshuva. He just has to stop sinning. So if we want to know where Kabbalah Lahaba fits into the Seder Avod of a Baal Tshuva, we have to know where he's holding vis-a-vis the sin. And that's where Rabbeinu Yonah comes in. Rabbeinu Yonah says like this: if a person is a sinner by chance, so he doesn't have to first be Makabal al Ha'aba. Why? Because there's no inyan of Prisha Menachet. He's not so bound in his heart to this sin. So therefore, first you go to the Seder Avod of Tshuva. What's the Seder Avod of Tshuva? Kafiya Seder chronologically. First you regret the past, and then you take upon yourself not to do it in the future. But if a person is misyatzev al derech lotov, a person is mamish arayngiton in sin, So here there's an ain of prisha min achayit. This is not the avod of the Baal Tshuva. This is just the avod of a regular Jew who has to first get rid of his sin. It's prisha min achayit. And obviously, first you do this prisha min achayit before you start talking about the past. Right now, this guy's in the middle of sinning, so this isn't the time to start worrying about what the guy did in the past. He has to stop sinning right now. Right now, he's sinning. So therefore, it's pashut. And what's the first thing he has to do? The first thing he has to do is stop sinning. So we found in the world of the positive that there's the sinning of Kabbalah Hava outside the world of tshuva. So too with sin. There's also sin outside the world of tshuva. So too with Kabbalah Lahaba. There's also Kabbalah Lahaba when it comes to averas outside of the world of tshuva. What does that mean? Prisha menachet. Stop sinning. What does it mean, stop sinning? The person's in the middle of sinning. When's in the middle of sinning? When he's aduk b'chet, when he's bound up, when he's orangutan in sin. So the first thing he has to do is Kabbalah Lahaba. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah means. Rabbeinu Yonah is not making ukimta in the Gemara. But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying like Rashi. Not like the Rambam. What did Rashi say? Rashi said that a person does sins and it's vada ve'eino chozer bo. He's ketol v'sheir tzbiyot. What does it mean, eino chozer bo? He's holding on to the gzeil and he's not returning it. Rashi's telling us that the Gemara is telling us to be parish menachet. Not about tshuva. It's just about stopping the sin. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah is not saying that, oh, we thought the Gemara was talking about every case. No, the Gemara is only talking about a specific case of mitziase v'derech lo tov. No. The Gemara is telling us we have to be parish menachet. You can't do tshuva on the past before you stop sinning right now. So Rashi's example is you're holding on to the gezela. And what's Rabbeinu Yonah's example? Rabbeinu Yonah's example is that this person is mitziase v'derech lo tov. So therefore he's very bound to this sin. He's going to keep sinning. So the first thing he has to do is Kabbalah Lahaba. The first thing that this person has to do is he has to take upon himself not to do it in the future. And therefore he's separating himself from sin. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is holding like Rashi. Rashi holds that we're talking here about Prisha Menachet. And Rabbeinu Yonah holds that we're talking here about Prisha Menachet. They just put it in different terms. They couch it in different terms. According to Rashi, what's this prisha menachet that he's holding on to the gezel? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, he's thinking to sin. He's holding by this sin. He's connected to this sin. Every day he goes on the internet for an hour and he looks at things he's not supposed to look at. And he's going to do it tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. So what does such a person have to do? First he has to say, I'm going to stop. And then he regrets the past. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah are both telling you that when a person's sinning, so outside of Darkei Tshuva, first you have Charat and then you have Kabbalah Lahaba. But since this person's either a habitual sinner or still holding on to this sin, then the Seder has to be Hafuch. And what must the Seder be? The Seder has to be, first, Kabbalah Lahaba, first, be Parish Menachet, first stop the sinning, and then, and only then, is one able to get to stage two, which is to regret the past. David HaMelech testified about himself, Nishbati v'akayema lishmor mishpatei tzedkechai. I swore that I'm going to keep your laws. So pshuto shel mikra is that the v'akayema is referring to the shvuos. Nishbati, I swore v'akayema, I'm going to fulfill the Shavua. But what's the difference between Lishmor Mishpatei Tzedkecha Shavua to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs and other Shavuos? You always have to be mekayim your shavuos. Just like you have to be mekayim the mishpatei tzedek. You have to do both. So what's the special vakayema with respect to mishpatei tzedkecha? But that's exactly what we've been saying. What's the makor in the Torah for those shavuos? See, in the Darim Chesam at Aleph, for discussion of this pasuk, they make a shavua to keep mitzvahs. So the makor is the ara asher lo yakim. Ara asher lo yakim, cursed is the person who isn't raising up this divrei Torah. And as we saw before, what does that mean? Rashi says, "Kam kolos kol Torah kula v'kablu alein ba'olah b'shavua." The makabel himself, the whole Torah is ba'olah b'shavua. In other words, when he says nishbati v'akayema, what is he doing? He's giving a kiyum, not to the shavua. Of course, he's going to be makayim the shavua, but he's giving a kiyum to the lishmor mishpatei tzedkecha. He's giving a kiyum to the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs will be besoda kayamos. He's making us kashrus nafshis. In other words, it's not just an inyan to prevent himself from not keeping the mitzvahs. It's more than that. He's taking this shavua to be mechazik, to strengthen his kesher to the mitzvah. And then the Torah becomes kayam. The Torah becomes much stronger. The Shavua itself brings this to Soda Kayamas. Nishbati v'akayim alishmor mishpatei tzedkecha. I swore I'm going to be Mekayim to guard your righteous status, righteous laws. Because by swearing, he strengthens his connection to these laws, just like we had Ara Asher Lo Yakim, of course this person doesn't keep this Torah. And they said Amen. In other words, they strengthen their connection to Torah and mitzvahs through this Shavua. It's not just a matter of, I'm not going to be over on the Shavua. It's more than just, I'm not going to be over on the Shavua. Can't be over on any Shavua. But this is a special Vakayema. This is going to be Mekayim Torah and mitzvahs. So we're living in a world, for many of us, there's this hisrofus nafshis, there's this weakening of the Kabbalah's Torah mitzvahs. So the beginning of the avodah is first to be mekabel upon ourselves lahaba. Because otherwise it doesn't work, otherwise you can't start talking about the past if you're still holding on to the sin. So first we have to be parish min avera. And then once we're parish min avera, we can go back to the past, just like we've been discussing. That we have this inyan of being mekabel alahav even outside the world of tshuva. Even in the world of being mekayim Torah mitzvahs, we have this inyan of being mekabel for the future. Outside of the world of tshuva, so too in one sins, it's not a din in tshuva that one has to stop sinning. You have to stop sinning because you're doing a sin, you're not allowed to sin. Tshuva is the past. Or tshuva is that somebody's not connected to sin and he takes upon himself for the future. Not to sin. That's when he's not in the middle of doing an Avera. And then the Seder is first Charat Alavra and then Kabbalah Lasid. But when a person is in the midst of sin, so the first thing it has to be is Kabbalah Lasid. Then he can talk about the past. So this is the first Chalek of this Maimer. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us to worship yourself to do the second Chalek. And also be Zoha Lilma to the Lamed Lishmar Balasa, the Chaim is called the Beis Tam Torah. So we have a maybe a name. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.